Hey, this is Dave Saunders with DaveSaunders.net and the SEO Talk Podcast. You know, today we're going to be talking about press release writing for SEO. And, you know, when I came up with this idea, which actually came from a user request, the first person that came to mind was my good friend Mark Hardy over at PRTraffic.com. And so, you know, hey, with the wonderful technology here on the internet, I was able to instant message him and said, hey, let's do a podcast. And sure enough, guess who's on the phone with me here? Mark Hardy. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, Dave. And you're absolutely right on how this all kind of evolved. And that's what I, too, love about technology.
It's pretty exciting stuff. And so, we're talking here today because you've been a mentor of mine in terms of press releases and how to get publicity. And, that's a big thing today in terms of there are so many advantages today when it comes to online public relations and online PR that, you know, say 10 years ago, there was no chance for anybody to be able to kick in the door for publicity the way you can today.
Yeah. What I really like about this, and just to provide the listeners with a little bit of context, I was running a search marketing company, and we were doing all sorts of search marketing. We were doing SEO, we were doing link building, we were doing pay-per-click management. And as part of our service offering, we started doing online press releases. And this was back in 2004, and you're like, well, it's hasn't been that long ago. Well, as you know, in the internet, there's regular time, there's internet time. So, like a dog years, 1 year, equals 7 years. I don't know what 1 year equals in internet time, but it's certainly more than 1 year. So even though it wasn't that long, there just weren't that many people doing, online press releases and SEO enhanced press releases. And so it was interesting because it has what I liked about it was combining something that I knew based on my advertising and marketing background was a proven vehicle that companies use to communicate, and that being the press release. And so it was kind of combining the best of both worlds, where I had something that I knew was stable. I knew it wasn't going to be one of these let's game the system and try to outfox Google kind of things, where it would work 1 month, and the next month, you couldn't find your website anywhere. I knew it had stability and staying power. And I also knew that, there was going to be a way to integrate a lot of the new things that we see being talked about and implemented regarding social media. So for me, it was an easy choice because it combined something that was, stable and people knew and had a high opinion of, along with all these new technologies.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny. I picked up your PRTraffic.com training product. I think it was like maybe 3 years ago now. And how time flies, isn't it? And, I think it was around, I think it was like early fall. And so I took everything I learned from your teaching, and I wrote a press release around a website that I have that's on time management. And I wrote a press release that actually tied time management to having a stress-free Thanksgiving season. And I put that press release up on, the different sites. And every single Thanksgiving since I put it up, so it's been 3 years now, I think. Maybe it's been four. Every single year, I'm getting contacted by major magazines, writers who want to interview me for exactly that subject. And so even though we've got the whole internet time thing going on, we've also got this benefit of what you release out to the internet. If you do it correctly, it can still benefit you, especially when you've got those kind of hook-based articles. And so I'm actually reaping benefits on an annual basis from one press release that I wrote.
Thank you for sharing that with me, because I knew that in our past conversations we talked a little bit about it, but I hadn't really gotten the full story. So that's really exciting. And I have two quick points, because this is a very important distinction And it's a big wake-up call for a lot of people. And so one of it has to do with the message. The other point has to do with the delivery of the message. So, you know, let's look at the message. The message is one of the things that you did that you were smart enough is that you saw that there was this longevity, this staying power when you optimize a, you know, an SEO enhance a press release correctly. So, you know, what happens? Well, every year, you know, journalists do whatever all the rest of us do. You know, they search for, you know, ideas for stories or, you know, or research. And, you know, you optimize your press release correctly so it comes up in the search engines. But here's the key point. You made an element of that press release that was evergreen. So much of the thinking in terms of the messages about press releases, particularly in corporate America, is it's all kind of short term. You know, it's like, hey, you know, we've got this announcement, we have this event, we just came out with earnings, and it's all short term. Nobody's thinking, or I shouldn't say nobody, but not a lot of people are thinking about, hey, what can I do, even if I have something that is a short term, time sensitive message like you did, like, you know, hey, Thanksgiving, you know, here it is, it's upcoming. Once it's gone, you got to wait till next year. But you found a way to integrate something that was evergreen. So every year that's topical. That's brilliant. So that's point one is the message. And then point two is obviously you've proven the fact that when you enhance a press release and you write it in a way that contains your keywords, and we can get into a little bit more detail on that in a second. It's not something that it's, you know, it you send it out and there's this big spike and it completely disappears. I mean, you're getting this traffic on a year-in, year-out basis. And again, I think that surprises a lot of people because they have this idea, they just have this short-term thinking mindset. And what I am going to encourage and what you've demonstrated is that if you have an evergreen component combined with the SEO knowledge, you can have these little traffic vehicles out there that are generating web traffic or media exposure weeks, months, and as you've proven, years after the initial release.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think you touched on another little piece as we kind of ping pong a little bit here. But I think it's a really important piece as you've got people who are listening who maybe they've got small businesses or they're entrepreneurs, or maybe they're even people that have got big businesses that are trying to figure out, you know, why their results are slipping. When we're talking about SEO optimized press releases, this is something, at least in my experience, so-called real PR firms are very resistant to this concept, almost as though even suggesting that they do some sort of search engine, search engine reconciliation between the press release content and what people are literally looking for online, as somehow that's a dirty thing or somehow just not right. Or can you kind of explain that? Is that still the case? And how does that give an advantage to the people who are willing to pull up their sleeves and do some good principles that are based on just modern ways of doing things?
Well, you know, here's the thing, and you know, I think it's dangerous to paint, you know, every, you know, an industry category or a profession with one, you know, one brush. You know, so I can only speak of my experience and some of the things that I've seen in terms of what I monitor online. And what I see is that, and I think the traditional, you know, PR community is coming around. Now, keep in mind, you know, that I've been doing press releases, optimized press releases, since 2004. And it's interesting because, you know, something will happen and people are like, wow, this is great. I mean, I'll give you a perfect example. I mean, I was on Twitter and I saw somebody talking about writing press releases for the search engines. And it was a nice publication. It was a division of, it was part of American Express. They have like a section of their website that was open for, it had marketing columnists, it had duct tape marketing, some of the people that we all know. And I'm reading this article and I'm like, this is great. I've been saying this for 4 years. And this is like, it's like coming across as like, it's new and you got to try it. So here's what I think is at work. I think number one, I think there's a little bit about protecting one's turf. And now keep in mind, for years and years, the whole, you know, bailiwick of public relations was, you know, your relationship and the leverage of the relationships that you had with the media. So, you know, you got business, you got clients based on your ability to get them exposure and visibility. So, you know, that it wasn't a commodity. It was something that obviously was an individualized skill. And, you know, certain people had more expertise and case studies and performance than others. So, and obviously there's still a role for that because there's still publications, there's still major media outlets. Well, now you've got what's like the citizen media. And, you know, you've got thought leaders like Brian Solis writes a book that says, hey, we're going to put the public back in public relations. So now you've got ways that through online press releases and social media, you really have removed the media as a gatekeeper. You can still get media coverage, but you've also removed, in some cases, the need for a PR firm. I mean, you can certainly, and I see that PR firms are kind of racing to catch up. And there was a study that was done by an industry organization not too long ago, and, you know, it's somewhat disingenuous for a PR firm to approach a prospect or a client and say, hey, we've got to do this whole online campaign, this whole big social media campaign, if they're not eating their own cooking. You know, if they're not doing it for themselves, it's, you know, it's kind of a disconnect to say, well, how do you know it's going to work for me if you're not, if you don't even believe it in yourself? Now, again, you know, I'm kind of stereotyping, I'm kind of, you know, basing something on a broad brush, and yet, you know, that's some of the responses I've seen. I think it's changing, but I think that, you know, people are kind of, you know, they're going with what they know. And in a lot of cases, you know, what they know doesn't necessarily involve all the aspects of online PR and social media.
Okay. Now, so there's still an opportunity here. You can go out and you've got the ability to do your own PR, generate your own press releases, get them in the search engines. Where are some of the hot places that you could find your press releases ending up?
Well, again, this is something that's a benefit because of where we are now with technology and, you know, and in a lot of cases, the fragmentation of media. Now, you know, think about this. I mean, look at the evolution of television. You know, at first, I'm going to be revealing the fact that I'm over 40. First the televisions, you know, you only had like VHF and UHF. You had VHF channels, the lower digits, and then you had UHF, the higher digits. And then you went and then there was cable and you had, you know, maybe more channels. And now there's like satellite and you get 500 channels and still can't find anything good to watch.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But the point is that with the fragmentation of media, it's, you know, your press release, this actually is an advantage because it offers opportunities for your press release to be seen in more places. So where can it be seen? Well, the most obvious point is the search engines. So, you know, as you've benefited, it could be Google, Yahoo, Bing, you know, Ask, any number of different search engines. It can also be seen in what's called news aggregators. And these are websites that basically pull news feeds from a variety of different sources. So it's kind of like they're looking, it's like the news buffet where, you know, they're pulling it from all these different sources, you know, online. So an example where I've seen my press releases end up is a news aggregator called Daylife, DAYLIFE. Another news aggregator is Topics, TOPIX.com. In addition, there's all these online publications. There are there are blogs. You know, I'll give you an example. One of my consulting clients, they did a press release. And it was amazing to watch the evolution and the how it spread from media channel to media channel. So let me, you know, if we can, I'll just walk this through real quickly. So it was sent out via PR Web. PR Web is a news service, a news wire. You can send out press releases. There's a small fee. It's something that I recommend in my course. And it's one that, particularly for online exposure, has always done a really good job. So the press release is sent out via PR Web. A website publication you may be familiar with called Earth Times picks it up. From Earth Times, it then goes to two what I would call authority sites. So the subject matter of this press release is about how you can replace the boring GPS voice in your GPS system with a celebrity impersonator voice. And so this press release, which was sent out via PR Web, ends up on one of the top automotive blogs. It ends up on autoblog.com.
Wow.
It also ends up, which is a site that I'm sure you're familiar with and a lot of the listeners are, one of the top technology sites is called TechCrunch, TechCrunch.com. TechCrunch has a site where they review technology products and services. It's called Crunch Gear, G-E-A-R. Well, the release gets in front of them. Now, these type of sites, they're not just going to run the press release verbatim. They're going to do something even better, which is they're going to take the content of the press release. They're going to write their own story. So, you know, I mean, there's a reason I use when I speak from the stage, I use this statistic a lot, and that is publicity is seen as 7 times more valuable than advertising. Let me repeat that. 7 times more valuable. So instead of a press release that's written from the perspective of the company, now you've got a custom story that's written by that authority site about your topic. And obviously with links pointing back to your website, which is what you want from an SEO perspective. So one press release ends up getting circulated to these two authority sites that are getting literally millions of visitors, and this was a front page story on those sites.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. So now, you know, just to kind of like provide a little bit of a summary, what would you say if somebody's going out there to do a press release, and of course, if they want to get the detailed information, they should definitely go check you out at prtraffic.com. But what would you say are probably say the three key things that your press release should address to get the best results?
Okay. I'm going to...
put you on the spot, huh?
No, not at all.
All right.
Not at all. So I will give three, and as I like to do, because I want to make sure that I can provide everything people expect and then some, I'll give three and then I'll give a bonus one.
Ooh, there we go. All right.
Okay. All right. So number one, you mentioned what your press release should do or contain or accomplish. Number one, and we've talked about it, and you mentioned it with your example, and that is I am a big believer in doing press releases that are story-driven, not announcement-driven. So in the case of your example, is you took your something that was your subject matter expertise, time management, and you tied it into a current event, which was an upcoming holiday. And you did it creatively because everybody thinks of, of certainly food and the start of the Christmas season. But what I like about your example is it was fresh. People don't necessarily think of time management and Thanksgiving. So there was an interesting connection, something that people hadn't seen before. And that made it interesting. That made it newsworthy. So number one, do something that's story driven, not announcement driven. Number two, and this gets directly to the topic of today's call, which is what can you do from an SEO standpoint when you write press releases? You need to keyword optimize your press release. And the easiest way to do that is put your keyword phrase, the phrase that people use to search and to locate, your product or service, put that in the headline of your press release. I know this sounds very, very basic, but you'd be amazed how people that know this don't do it. They don't do it because the client didn't want it or, you know, some other silly reason. But believe me, it works. And do it as early into the headline. Some of the new search engines have a character limit. So if your keyword phrase is after that character limit, they chop it off and you don't get nearly the search results that you would otherwise. So number one, story-driven, not announcement-driven press releases. Number two, keywords in your press release, definitely in the headline, and then 3 to 5 times in the body copy. And then number three, and this again is sometimes riles the PR purist, and that is, I believe in having a call to action. You know, this may be news. This may be contrary to what a lot, you know, of current perception or past perception of PR and press releases, you know, has been, because typically, and I'm not saying write a press release that is a sales flyer. And right. I'm not saying, I mean, what I'm saying is that when you have the typical call to action in most press releases is, you know, blah, 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 visit our website, blah, 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 call our toll-free number. Mm-hmm. There's no incentive. There's no dramatic, compelling reason that says, yes, I'm going to take action and check these guys out. Well, one way you can overcome that resistance is by having a call to action. And here's another little secret. There's nothing carved in stone that says you can't have two calls to action, because think about it. When you have a press release, just as you've experienced, Dave, firsthand, through what you learned through my materials and my system, you're going to reach multiple audiences. I've actually identified 14 different audiences that can see a press release. But let's keep it simple right now and say one audience group is the media, another audience group is your prospects and customers. So getting back to our three things that it should have in a press release, when I'm saying a call to action, it doesn't have to be complicated. The call to action for your prospects could be something as, you know, go here and receive blank, or have access to blank, and that blank could be whatever you want. It could be a free chapter of your book. It could be a free strategy session if you're in a service-related business. It could be something of value. You know, marketers have called it an ethical bribe, meaning I'm giving you my email address, you're giving me back something in value in return. That's for the business, for the prospects and the customers. For the media, your call to action can be as simple as, you know, for media inquiries to arrange for an interview, go blank, you know, go here. And that all you want to do is send them to a media page. It doesn't have to be fancy. It just has to be something where the media can access the information about you, your product, your company, your service easily. You don't want the media to opt in. They get annoyed. Then their defenses go up and they're like, hey, you're trying to market and spam me. I don't want to do anything. So, but by having that call to action, both audiences know where to go, and they feel like, you know, they've gotten a reward for reading your press release. There's, you know, it's like, you know, the just like at the end of a great story, it has something that you feel complete, or you feel partially complete. You don't want to feel totally complete, otherwise you wouldn't click on the link. So just to recap, number one, press releases that are story-driven, not announcement-driven. Number two, keywords in your press release in the headline 3 to 5 times in the copy. Number three, a call to action, one for the media, one for prospects. And then number four, which is our bonus, and that would be this. Wherever possible, and this is something near and dear to both our hearts, integrate other elements of social media. One of the advantages of sending a press release out today is you can use images, you can use video, you can use audio, you can use social bookmarking, you can integrate with your blog. So there are all these ways to connect with all this, you know, Web 2.0, Web 3.0 stuff. You can interact, you can connect it with Twitter, you can connect it with Facebook, all this stuff. Doesn't mean you have to do everything, but it's a way for you, if you use the right vehicle, a lot of that's already built right in.
Absolutely. You know, and it's funny with Web 2.0, that I think there's so many new opportunities for contact info on your press release, you know, including things like your Twitter handle.
Mm-hmm.
and your Facebook fan page. And so I think those are definitely things that people should consider when they're looking at adding their contact info to their press releases, really updating that for the whole Web 2.0 world.
Absolutely.
You bet. Hey, Mark, this has been awesome. I really appreciate you getting on the phone with me and helping provide some fantastic content for the listeners here. And of course, if other people, we'll mention it one more time, if other people would like to know more about what you've got going on, prtraffic.com is the place to find you.
And can I add one other thing? Because this may be something that I think you've seen is I have a great resource where people can get a lot of information. They can actually download a free press release template, and that's through my authority site, which is 30minutepr.com. So if I can add that as something for people to check out as well, I think they'd find some value there.
You bet. 30minutepr.com to get some free resources to help people write some good press releases and hopefully generate more leads and get some more money in their pocket.
Absolutely.
I like that. Hey, thanks a lot, Mark, and appreciate all your time, and we're going to talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Dave.